wife tells it much better than I do. But my father was a Supreme Court Justice of the state of Utah, mm-hmm. and he was a top-notch lawyer and justice. He eventually became the Chief Justice of that court, and I was going to follow in his footsteps, but the Pearl Harbor happened, and I always enjoyed math and engineering and science in particular, as well as the English part of my studies in high school and college. And when that happened, I got into a program of an engineering program. I just stopped what I was doing and decided while the war was on, I better get into some engineering. And I perceived it as being a way of contributing better than any other way. And so I got into this study program, and it went along for about a year. Pearl Harbor was in 41, wasn't it? Yeah, 41, mm-hmm. December of 41. And I got into this program in 43. Let's see if I can remember everything right. Yeah, I got into that program in 43 and was in it for about a year when our dean told us that the war was escalating. I guess they would. I believe D-Day was 44, wasn't it? If I remember the date correctly on it.
D-Day? Or VJ-Day?
Yeah. So, there was a big escalation of activity in the war effort as a result of invading Europe. And the dean said there were 49 people at the University of Utah. That was at the University of Utah. And there were 49 of us in that group. And the dean advised us to all go down at the same time, down to the Navy, U.S. Navy office, recruiting office, and volunteer, which we all did. And it's almost unbelievable, but all of us passed the physical test. We were all inducted at the same time. We were sent back to the Great Lakes Naval boot camp, in Chicago. And we were all members of the same boot camp company, and it was a very good company. There were some pretty good athletes in the group, and they were superior students. They were first-rate students. And all of us then became electronic personnel of various kinds. I applied for officer's training and got it in Notre Dame, and then was assigned as an electronics officer to go to Bowdoin College in Maine. That was a pretty good school, and it still is, as a matter of fact. And it had excellent professors there who continued our electronics training. And there were some pretty good students in that group, and Cal Quaint was one of them. Close to a Nobel laureate. He invented a number, including the atomic force microscope. Cal Quaint was the inventor of that. And he was at Stanford. He is at Stanford at the present time. And he was in that company. And a lot of others that were very good.